You do know it.
Hello, everyone. My name is Elijah David Mister, the 12th Hour Apostolic Secretary of Congregation on Zion for 12th Hour in Liberty Hill, Texas. Today is November 12, 2016, or it is 6013-2020. We will start our third service on this Sabbath day with a song entitled, In a Little While We're Going Home. Let us sing a song that will cheer us by the way. In a little while we're going home. For the night will end in the everlasting day. In a little while we're going home. In a little while, in a little while, we shall cross the billows foam. We shall meet at last when the stormy winds are past. In a little while we're going home. We will do the work that our hands may find to do. In a little while we're going home. And the grace of Yah will our daily strength renew. In a little while we're going home. In a little while, in a little while, we shall cross the billows foam. We shall meet at last when the stormy winds are past. In a little while we're going home. We will smooth the path for some weary, wayworn feet. In a little while we're going home. And may loving hearts spread around the nymphs so sweet. In a little while we're going home. In a little while, in a little while, we shall cross the billows foam. We shall meet at last when the stormy winds are past. In a little while we're going home. There's a rest beyond, there's relief from every care. In a little while we're going home. And no tears shall fall in that city bright and fair. In a little while we're going home. In a little while, in a little while, we shall cross the billows foam. We shall meet at last when the stormy winds are past. In a little while we're going home. Holy Spirit Part 2, we're going to continue with our study now on the Holy Spirit Part 2. And actually, we left off there in Genesis, and it seemed like a pretty good idea, though, to read about the book of Genesis. Let's go, dealing with the word Holy Spirit, let's go see what Psalms 51 has to tell us about the Holy Spirit. David is filled with the Holy Spirit. And let's see what we got here. Psalm 51. It says, verse 1, Have mercy upon me, O Yahweh, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgression. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. hide thy face from my sins and blot out all mine iniquities. Now, this is important. And able to lead a people or a nation, you have to be free, and you have to have all of your sins blotted out and remove your iniquities removed. Create in me a clean heart, O Yahweh, and renew a right spirit within me. There's that spirit. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Now here we have free spirit, we have right spirit, we have Holy Spirit mentioned here. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. When will they do that? Once David once the man has become free from his iniquity and his sins blotted out, then he can go and teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O Yahweh, thy Elohim of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Yahweh, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offerings, the sacrifices of the Yahweh are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. O Yahweh, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure and design. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. See there? This is what the prophecy is pointing out right now, that Donald Trump, the antipical Cyrus, is going to enable Jerusalem to do. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thine altar. Okay, now that's the end of chapter 51 of Psalms. That's very good admonition. Now we go to Isaiah. Now let's go to Isaiah 63. And let's read some more about the Holy Spirit. It says, who is this that cometh from Edom with dyed garments from Bozrah? This that is glorious in his apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength. How that speak in righteousness and mighty to save. Wherefore art thou red in thine apparel, and thy garments are like him that treadeth in the winepress? I have trodden the winepress alone, and of the people there was none with me, for I will tread them in mine anger, and trample them in my fury. And their blood shall be sprinkled upon my garments, and I will stain all my raiment. For the day of the vengeance is in my heart, and the year of my redeemed is come. Now this is a present truth message right now, present tense. The year of his redeemed has come, 2017, actually, is what we're looking at. Year 2020, actually. Technically, realistically, verse 5, Isaiah 63. And I looked, and there was none to help, and I wondered that there was none to uphold. Therefore my own arm brought salvation unto me, and my fury it upheld me. And I will tread down the people in mine anger, and make them drunk in my fury, and I will bring down their strength unto the earth. Okay, now here it is, prayer for the Yahweh's people. And this is exactly what we had going on for this election. We had people in Israel fasting. The Kabbalah fasted for 3 days to pray that Hillary Clinton would not become president. And people all over Israel, Jerusalem, all over the United States, all over the world, millions of them, 400, 500 million, half a billion people praying. And lo and behold, other nations are getting in line to repeat the same thing that we have just accomplished here in the United States, to elect a conservative leader and completely reform and make new governments, put in a whole complete new government. Like he said, I will mention the loving kindness of the Yahweh and the praises of the Yahweh according to all that the Yahweh hath bestowed on us, and the great goodness toward the house of Israel, which he hath bestowed on them according to his mercy and according unto the multitude of his loving kindnesses. For he said, surely they are my people, children that will not lie. So he was their Savior. And all their affliction he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity he redeemed them, and he bare them, and carried them all the days of old. But they rebelled and vexed his Holy Spirit, and therefore he was turned to be their enemy, and he fought against them. Then he remembered the days of old, Moses and his people, saying, where is he that brought them up out of the sea with the shepherd of his flock? Where is he that put his Holy Spirit within him, that led them by the right hand of Moses with his glorious arm, dividing the water before them, to make himself an everlasting name, that led them through the deep as a horse in the wilderness, that they should not stumble. As the beast goeth down into the valley, the Spirit of Yahweh caused him to rest. So didst thou lead thy people to make thyself a glorious name. Look down from heaven, and behold, from the habitation of thy holiness and of thy glory, where is thy zeal and thy strength, the sounding of thy bow and of thy mercies toward me? Are they restrained? Doubtless thou art our father. Though Abraham be ignorant of us, and Israel acknowledge us not, though thou, O Yahweh, art our father, our redeemer, thy name is from everlasting. O Yahweh, why hast thou made us to err from thy ways, and hardened our heart from thy fear? Return for thy servant's sake the tribes of thine inheritance. And of course, that's the 12,000 out of each tribe. That's 144,000. That's what he's talking about here. For the people of thy holiness have possessed it but a little while. Our adversaries have trodden down thy sanctuary. We are thine, and thou never bearest root over them. They were not called by thy name. Right up to the last adversary that trod down the sanctuary, Colonel Texas, 2002-2003, Brother Stephen Johnson, he led the brigade that trampled down the sanctuary for the last time. And this is what he's talking about. He said he called them his adversaries. He called them those that was not called by his name, Yahweh Elohim, Yeshua. All right. So end of Isaiah 63:10, the whole chapter. And now let's go to Luke chapter 11. Let's see what we have waiting for us there. It could very well be that, let's see how, what we got. There's 54 verses in chapter 11 of Luke, dealing with the word Holy Spirit. And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Master, teach us to pray as John also taught his disciples. Now this praying is apparently is something that is an art, that you need to know how to pray and what to pray for in the right way. And he said unto them, when you pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so in earth. Give us today, give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted unto us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And he said unto them, which of you shall have a friend, and shall go unto him at midnight and say unto him, Friend, lend me three loaves, For a friend of mine in his journey has come to me, and I have nothing set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, Trouble me not. The door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him, because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needeth. And I say unto you, ask it, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Okay, that's in Luke 11:9. But for everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and unto him that knocketh, it shall be opened. If a man shall ask bread of any of you, that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he for fish give him a serpent? And if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit unto them that ask him? Okay, now all we have to do is get our iniquities and sins blotted out and become perfect for Yahweh. And then all we got to do then is ask for the Holy Spirit, and he'll give it to us. And he was casting out a devil, and it was dumb, and it came to pass when the devil was gone out, the dumb spake, and the people wondered. But some of them said, he casts out devils through Beelzebub, the chief of the devils, and others tempting him, sought of him a sign from heaven. But he, knowing their thoughts, said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and a house divided against a house falleth. If Satan also be divided against himself, how shall his kingdom stand? Because you say that I cast out devils through Beelzebub. And if I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do you your sons cast them out? Therefore shall they be your judges. But if I with the finger of Yahweh cast out devils, no doubt the kingdom of Yahweh is come unto you. When a strong man's arm keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. But when a stronger than he shall come upon him and overcome him, he taketh from him all his armor wherein he trusteth and divideth the spoil. He that is not with him is against him, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places seeking rest, and finding none, he said, I will return unto my house whence I came out. And when he cometh, he findeth it swept and garnished. And then goeth he and taketh unto him seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there, and the last state of that man is worse than the first. And it came to pass, as he spake these things, a certain woman of the company lifted up her voice and said unto him, Blessed is the womb that bare thee and the paps which thou hast sucked. And he said, Yea, rather blessed are they that hear the word of Yahweh and keep it. Yea, but better are they that hear the word and keep it. And when the people were gathered thick together, he began to say, This is an evil generation. They seek a sign, and there shall no sign be given it but the sign of Jonas the prophet. Whereas Jonas was a sign unto the Ninevites, so shall also the Son of Man be unto this generation. For the queen of the south shall rise up in the judgment with the men of this generation, condemn them, for she came from the utmost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and behold, it greater than Solomon is here. The men of Nineveh shall rise up in the judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And behold, a greater than Jonas is here. No man, when he hath lighted the candle, putteth it in a secret place, neither under a bushel, but on a candlestick, that they which come in may see the light. The light of the body is the eye. Therefore, when thine eye is single, thy whole body also is full of light. But when thine eye is evil, thy body also is full of darkness. Take heed, therefore, that the light which is in thee be not darkness. If thy whole body therefore be full of light, having no part dark, thy whole shall be full of light, as when the bright shineth of a candle doth give thee light. And as he spake, a certain Pharisee besought him to dine with him, and he went in and sat down to meat. And when the Pharisee saw it, he marveled that he had not first washed before dinner. And Yeshua said unto him, and now do you Pharisees make clean the outside of the cup and the platter, but your inward part is full of ravening and wickedness? Ye fools, do not be, did not he that made that which is without make that which is within also, but rather give alms of such things as you have, and behold, all things are clean unto you. But woe unto you, Pharisees, for you tithe mint and rue and all manner of herbs, and pass over judgment and the law of Yahweh. These are ye to have done, and not to leave the other undone. Woe unto you, Pharisees, for you love the uppermost seats in the synagogues and greetings in the market. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are as graves which appear not, and men that walk over them are not aware of them. Woe unto you also, ye lawyers, for ye laid men with the burdens grievous to be borne, and ye yourselves touched not the burdens with one of your fingers. Woe unto you, for you build the sepulchres of the prophets, and your fathers kill them. Truly you bear witness that ye allow the clouds of your fathers, or you allow the deeds of your fathers, for they indeed kill them, and they build their sepulchres. Therefore also said the wisdom of Yahweh, I will send them prophets and apostles, and some of them they shall slay and persecute, that the blood of all the prophets which was shed from the foundation of the world may be required of this generation, from the blood of Abel unto the blood of Zacharias, which perished between the altar and the temple. Verily I say unto you, it shall be required of this generation. Woe unto you, lawyer, for you have taken away the key of knowledge. You have you entered not in yourselves, and them that were entering in you hindered. And as he said these things unto them, the scribes and the Pharisees began to urge him vehemently, and to provoke him to speak of many things, laying wait for him and seeking to catch something out of his mouth, that they might accuse him. In the chapter 11 of Luke, we're going to go right on into, let's see, Ephesians chapter 1, Paul, an apostle of the Yahshua Messiah. It says, by the will of his Father, unto the saints which are at Ephesus, and unto the faithful in the Yahshua Messiah, grace be unto you, and peace from our Yahweh our Father, and from the Yahweh Savior Yeshua Messiah. Blessed be the Elohim and Father of our Savior Yeshua Messiah, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in the Messiah, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children of Yahshua Messiah unto himself according to the good pleasure of his will, unto the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according unto the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according unto his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in the Yahshua, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according unto the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in the Yahshua, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of the truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Now you are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance, until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. Now, being sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, that's your first step, which is the earnest of our inheritance. In other words, that's the down payment on our inheritance. We first have to be sealed. Wherefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Yahshua Messiah, and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the Elohim of our Savior Yahshua Messiah, the Father of glory, may give unto you the Spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him, for the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is of the hope of his calling, and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power unto us ward, who believe according unto the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Yahshua when he raised him from the dead, and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principalities and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things unto the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filled all in all. Okay, that's the end of Ephesians chapter 1. Let's go ahead and read chapter 2. And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according unto the course of this world, according unto the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. You get that? The spirit that now worketh in the children of the disobedience. Among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But Yahweh, who is rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Yahshua. By grace you are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Yahshua Messiah, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through the Yahshua Messiah. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of the Father. Not of works, lest any man should boast, for we are his workmanship, created in Yeshua Messiah unto good works, which Elohim hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Okay, now we're united and equal in the Yeshua. Wherefore remember that ye, being in time past Gentiles and the flesh, who are called uncircumcision, in other words, who are called the uncircumcision, by that which is called the circumcision, in the flesh made by the hands, that at that time ye were without the Messiah, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without Yahweh in the world. But now in the Yeshua Messiah, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Yeshua. For he is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of the partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments, contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace, and that he might reconcile both unto Yahweh and one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace unto you which were far off, and unto them that were nigh. For through him we both have access by the one Spirit unto the Father. Now therefore you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens of the saints and of the household of Yahweh, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Yeshua Messiah himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom are all the building fitly framed together, groweth unto an holy temple and the Yahweh, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of Yahweh through the Spirit. See, through the Spirit. For this cause I, Paul. Okay, now we're in chapter 3 of Ephesians. For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Yeshua Messiah, for you Gentiles. If you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of Yahweh, which is given me unto you words, how that by the revelation we made known, he made known unto me the mystery as I wrote afore in few words, whereby when you read you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Yahshua, which is in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. Here's that Spirit again. That the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in the Yeshua by the gospel, whereof I was made a minister according unto the gift of the grace of Yahweh given unto me by the effectual working of his power. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of the Messiah, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in the Father, who created all things by the Yeshua Messiah, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in the heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of the Yahweh, according unto the eternal purpose which he purposed in Yeshua Messiah our Savior, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith in the blood of him. Wherefore I desire that ye faint not at my tribulation for you, which is your glory. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Savior Yeshua Messiah, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. So the whole family of heaven and earth is named with Yahshua's name, the Son, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Yahshua may dwell in your hearts by the faith in his blood of the everlasting covenant, that you, being rooted and grounded in the love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of the Yahshua which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of the Yahweh. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according unto the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by the Yahshua Messiah throughout all ages, world without end. Chapter 4, Ephesians. I therefore, the prisoner of the Yahshua, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of the peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called, and one hope of your calling, one Yahshua, one faith, one baptism, one Elohim and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of the Yahshua. Wherefore he said, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive, and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Yahshua, till we all come in the unity of the faith, in the blood of Yahshua, and of the knowledge of the Son of Elohim, unto a perfect man, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of the Yahshua, that we henceforth be no more tossed children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie and wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up unto him in all things, which is the head, even the Yahshua, from whom the whole body fitly joined together, and compacted by that which every joint supplies, according unto the effectual working in a measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Putting on the new man, verse 17. This I say therefore, and testify in the Yahweh, that you henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of your mind. So that's what it is. And you're walking in the vanity of your mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of Yahweh through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness and greediness. See, who being past feeling, they're past feeling. But ye have not so learned Yahshua, if so be that you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Yahshua, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which, let's do that again, former conversation of the old man, which is corrupt according unto the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after Elohim is created in righteousness and true holiness. So it says if you put on the new man, then you go to a creation from change to the carnal to the spiritual. Wherefore, putting away lying, speaking every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not, let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place unto the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearer. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of the Yahweh. It says, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. So you don't want to grieve the Holy Spirit of Yahweh, whereby ye are sealed. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tender hearted, forgiving one another, even as Yahweh for Yahshua's sake has forgiven you. Be ye therefore followers of Yahweh as dear children. Now this is in Galatians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. It says, be ye therefore followers of Yahweh as dear children, and walk in love, as Yahshua also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice unto Yahweh for a sweet smelling savor. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not once be named among you as become a saint, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Yahshua and of his father Yahweh. Let no man deceive you with vain words. For because of these things cometh the wrath of Yahweh upon the children of disobedience. Okay. So it says, let no man deceive you here. Matthew 24 it also says, let no man deceive you. And in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, it also says, let no man deceive you there. Verse 7, Ephesians 5. Be not ye therefore partakers with them, for ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light. And the Yahweh, walk as children of the light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, and righteousness and truth. That's the fruit of the Spirit. Proving what is acceptable unto Yahweh. Okay, and I have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. See, the unfruitful works of darkness. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things are reproved, that are reproved or made manifest by the light, for whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore, he said, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Yahshua shall give thee light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understand what is the will of what the will of the Father is, and be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. That says be filled with the Spirit. Speaking unto yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart unto Yahweh, giving thanks always for all things unto Yahweh and the Father in the name of our Savior Yeshua the Messiah. Submitting yourselves one unto another in the fear of Yahweh. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Yahweh. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Yahshua is the head of the church. And he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the children, or as the church is subject unto Yahshua, so let the wives be unto their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Yahshua also loved the church, and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it unto himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourished and cherished it even as the Yahweh of the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his father, and they two shall become one flesh, or shall be one flesh.
Joined unto his wife.
Okay, and they too shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Yahshua and the church. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. Okay, end of Ephesians chapter 5. Children, obey your parents in the Yahweh, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Yahweh. Servants and their masters, servants, be obedient unto them that are your masters according unto the flesh, with fear and trembling, and singleness of your heart, as unto Yahshua. Not with eye service, as men pleasers, but as the servants of Yahshua, doing the will of Yahweh from the heart. With good will doing service as to the Yahweh, and not to men, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Yahweh, whether it be bond or free. And ye masters, do the same things unto them. For forbearing, threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven, neither is there respect of persons with him. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Yahweh and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of Yahweh, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of Yahweh, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with the truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of the peace. Above all, taking the shield of the faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of the salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is in the word of Yahweh, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly, to make known the mystery of the gospel. To make known the mystery of the gospel. Now, there's a mystery to the plan of salvation. You have to have the key, which is the blood, and the way it is applied to the sanctuary on in the heavens, by our high priest Yahshua the Messiah, for which I am an ambassador in the bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak, but that ye also may know my affairs and how I do. Tachisakus, a beloved brother and faithful minister unto Yahweh, shall make known unto you all the things whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that you might know our affairs, and that you might comfort your hearts. Peace be unto the brethren, and love with the faith and the blood of Yahshua from the Father and the Savior, Yahshua the Messiah. Grace be with all them that love our Savior, Yahshua the Messiah, in the sincerity. Hallelujah. Let's go now to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Furthermore, then, we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Savior Yahshua, that as you have received of us how you ought to walk, and to please Yahweh, so you will abound more and more. For you know what commandments we gave you by the Yahshua Messiah, for this is the will of the Father, even your sanctification, that you should abstain from fornication, that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor, not in the lust of concupiscence, even as the Gentiles which know not Yahweh, that no man go beyond and defraud his brother in any matter, because that the Yahshua, or the Yahweh, is the avenger of all, such as we also have forewarned you and testified. For the Yahweh hath not called us unto uncleanness. He therefore that despises not man, but Elohim, who hath also given us unto us his Holy Spirit. See, Paul is telling these Thessalonian Gentiles, Yahweh has given unto us his Holy Spirit. But his church in brotherly love, you need not that I write unto you, for ye yourselves are taught of Yahweh to love one another. And indeed, ye do it toward all the brethren which are in all Macedonia. But we beseech you, brethren, that ye increase more and more, and that you study to be quiet, and to do your own business, and to work with your own hands as we commanded you, that ye may walk honestly toward them that are without, that you may have lack of nothing. Yahshua's return, verse 13. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye know you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Yahshua died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in the Yahshua will the Father bring with him. For this we say unto you, by the word of the Yahweh, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Savior, Yahshua, shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Yahshua himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of the Yahweh, the Father, and the dead in Yahshua shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught together with them in the clouds to meet the Yahshua in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Yahshua. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Okay, let's go into verse chapter 5 now. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Yahshua so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in the darkness that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of the light, and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of the darkness. Therefore let us not sleep, as do others. but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that drink, be drunken, are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of the faith and love, and for an helmet the hope of salvation. For the Elohim hath not appointed us unto wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Savior Yahshua Messiah, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with Him. Wherefore comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do. Okay, the exhortation and charges now, verse 12. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Yahweh, and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men, see that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good both among yourselves and to all men. So rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of Yahweh and Yahshua Messiah concerning you. Quench not the spirit, despise not prophesying. Prove all things, hold fast that which is good, abstain from all appearance of evil. And the very Elohim of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray, Elohim, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless until the coming of the Savior Yahshua Messiah. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Brethren, pray for us, greet all the brethren with an holy kiss. I charge you by the Savior that this epistle be read unto all the holy brethren. The grace of our Savior, Yahshua Messiah, be with you. Hallelujah. That ends, that ends 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. That's the last chapter in 1 Thessalonians. And that also brings the end of our study this hour. You can contact us at the 11th hour call. That's number 11. Click on our audio archive. We're going to close now with a song. He leadeth me. He leadeth me. Oh, blessed thought. Oh, words with heavenly comfort fraught. Whate'er I do, where I be, still 'tis Yah's hand that leadeth me. He leadeth me, he leadeth me, by his own hand he leadeth me. His faithful Father loveth thee, for by his hand he leadeth me. Sometimes mid scenes of deepest gloom, sometimes where Eden's bowers bloom, by water still or troubled sea, still 'tis his hand that leadeth me. He leadeth me, he leadeth me, by his own hand he leadeth me. His faithful followeth thee, for by his hand he leadeth me. Yeah, I would clasp my hand in thine, nor ever murmur nor repine. Content wherever lot I see, since 'tis my Yah that leadeth me. He leadeth me, he leadeth me, by his own hand he leadeth me. His faithful follower I will be, for by his hand he leadeth me. And when my task on earth is done, then Father grace their victories won. Even death to waver will not flee, says Yah to Jordan leadeth me. He leadeth me, he leadeth me, by his own hand he leadeth me. His faithful follower I